Thank you for calling customer support. My name is O. How may I help you?
Yes, good afternoon. What did you say your name was?
My name is O. How can I help you
O.
today?
My name is Esther M. Rojas, Rojas. And I
All right.
have two charges on my credit card that are not familiar with me. One is for $56.95, which is pending, and the other is $7.45 from February 15th or the 13th, I believe it is. And I just want to cancel both of those out. First of all, could you tell me what these charges are for?
Yes, ma'am. So I'd be more than happy to assist with your concerns today. I'm also a floor supervisor as well, or fraud supervisor as well. Can you provide me your first and last name, please?
Esther, Esther, initial M like Mary, Rojas, R like Robert, Ojas.
And can you verify your shipping address, please?
8012 San Jalisco Circle in Buena Park, California, 90620.
All right. So the previous representative you spoke with prior before you being, connected to me, they did notate that you are claiming this as fraud. So what I do show, just to answer your, question, it does show that on February the 13th, an order was placed for a streaming device. This is basically an item that you can use with your television, different things of that nature. You can play music, watch movies. It's basically a streaming device where you can stream media, mute movies, music, all of the above. So the only thing you had to pay when the order was placed would be the shipping and handling. That, of course, cost $7.45. In addition to that, I saw a warranty was ordered with the streaming device that basically covers the item if it's broken or defective. With the warranty, they will send you out another item free of charge, and that, of course, costs $3.99 as well. So within the terms and conditions, when you did place the order for the streaming device, it does explain in those terms and conditions, by you placing the order, you would also be agreeing to being enrolled into our Consumer Gadgets Club, which is basically an online gadget store that you're enrolled into 48 hours after the initial order is placed. And so the benefits of being a member, of course, you do receive a $125 gift card that is sent via email every month for you to spend on the online store. And you're also billed for that membership every month, which is priced at $56.95 a month as well.
How much every month?
$56.95 a month.
Oh, dear Lord. No, I can't afford that. That's what that one charge is for. That's pending, $56.95. And is this what they call something about a stick?
It's a streaming device, kind of like a Fire Stick, or if you're familiar with
Yeah,
any one of
that's what I'm
those.
talking about.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, but it was supposed to be free.
Yes, ma'am. So it is free upon placing the order. You're not charged for the item. So you paid. That is correct. The shipping and handling is $7.45. That's the only thing you pay for that item. But the membership that comes along with that is not free. That, of course, is priced at $56.95. And again, you're automatically enrolled into that membership 48 hours after the initial order is placed. So you
Oh,
are.
and then that's when the $56.95 come in.
That is correct. Yes, ma'am.
Every month for the membership.
Correct. Yes, ma'am.
Oh, dear Lord.
So let me just ask, ma'am. So you do recall, replacing an order for the streaming device? Have you, received that item?
Yes. Well, no, I never received nothing. But I do remember something about it, and it was supposedly free. I never knew about the $56.95 every month. And that I can't afford that. That's a little bit too much. You're talking about the object that's only free, but not the membership.
That is correct. Yes, ma'am.
Oh, dear Lord. No, I haven't received anything.
So let me.
I don't think.
If I may ask, ma'am, so are you, you know, still considering this fraud? Like, you know, you still feel someone else has, you know, used your information to place an order? Or do you think, you know, that this could possibly be, you know, order you placed and maybe have, you know, forgotten that you placed an order? Possibly?
I think it was me now, but I never had any idea that, you know, this would be the name of it or anything. And like I said, I understood it was free, and I know what the free is for, but I was not advised about the $56.95.
Right. Okay.
Not at all, especially monthly. Oh, I can't afford that. That's way too much for me. I'm by myself, and I have I only receive security, so. I can't accept this. I haven't received the item.
Okay.
Do I send it back, or what do I do with it?
Well, I'm checking into that as we speak. So since you are, you know, familiar with the item being ordered, this wouldn't be necessarily, you know, fraud. But I am, you know, the charge is valid, but I can see, you know, what we can do, possibly today in regards to receiving a refund. I'm also checking, into the, you know, tracking just to see, hold on just a moment. So it actually you're welcome, ma'am. So you are correct. You haven't received the item. The estimated time of arrival is going to be on February the 18th at 8:00 PM. So today's date is the 17th, so that's going to be delivered tomorrow to your address that we have on file. That is 8012 San Jalee Circle. So they're going to deliver the streaming device to you tomorrow.
Yes. Well, what do I do about it?
You can keep it. That would be yours to keep as a courtesy. What I can do for you today, in regards to the membership charge, I can offer a courtesy refund. This will be 35%, and the estimated time frame for that refund to reflect is going to be between 3 to 5 business days.
Between what?
3 to 5 business days is the estimated time frame for the refund to reflect.
Okay.
Or how about this? I can do 50% of the membership charge that you were billed. The estimated time frame is going to be 3 to 5 business days. I can go to have that submitted for you today.
Yeah, that's good. 3 to 5 business days. So
yes,
that
ma'am.
Would be like 1, 2, 3, the 21st, right?
That is correct. So we wouldn't count today's date with the refund being submitted. So let me see. Tomorrow is Friday. So Friday will be the first business day. Monday will be the second business day. Tuesday will be the third business day. So I say overall, it should be back in your account no later than by next Wednesday of next week.
Oh, that sounds great. One thing I want to ask you, is there any possibility of maybe lowering that monthly fee?
Okay.
And I could find out and see if I could pay it. You got me all wound up now, too. Is Netflix going to be on this thing?
I'm sorry, ma'am. You said, what was that again, ma'am? You said the Flex.
Netflix. Is that going to be on this thing?
You can stream Netflix. You can stream, like, movies, Netflix, Hulu, Spotify, whatever streaming services that you currently have, you would be able to stream, you know, using this device.
Oh, okay. Well, that's the only one that I'm interested in. That's why I suddenly recall this, because I was looking for something to watch this Netflix, but I can't afford that $56.95.
All right. So what I'm going to do, ma'am, I'm going to go ahead and submit the refund for you today. I'm also going to make sure everything has been canceled as well as far as with the membership. If you can bear through for just a moment, I'm going to place you on a brief hold, and I'll be back with more information.
Sounds good, old. Thank you.
You're most definitely welcome. Allow me just a moment, okay? Thank you.
Sure. Not a problem. Thank you for patiently holding, ma'am. So I have submitted the refunds for you for the latest charge that will reflect within an estimated time frame of 3 to 5 business days. If you have a pen or pencil, I will provide you with the confirmation. This will be for the cancellation and refund submitted today. And let me know when you're ready. Okay. So I couldn't get a lesser amount monthly.
I did check into that for you as well, but right now we currently have a set price, you know, for the membership. So I do, you know, apologize. But I did check into that to see if we can get it at a discounted rate for you.
Okay. Thank you. Oh, now there's one more charge, and I guess I'll pay for that one too, the $3.99.
Yes, ma'am. The $3.99 charge, that's basically you have a warranty. So you pay initially when you place your order. You also place the order for the warranty. That's just going to cover the streaming device. And if anything, you know, say if it breaks today, tomorrow, or anytime in the near future, with that warranty, that allows them to send you out another item free of charge. So that's what the $3.99 was for. It's the warranty that covers the streaming device.
But I'm not going to take it. I'm not taking that membership or
No, ma'am. This has the warranty doesn't have anything to do with the membership. This is for the streaming device. So the warranty covers the streaming device, you know, if it's broken or anything happens, you know, basically it's like a insurance on the device. You pay for the warranty covers the item. If it breaks anytime today, tomorrow, the near future, we send you out of another streaming device free of charge.
Oh, I think I'm understanding. Oh, you're very good at explaining. But when you say the screen and device, do you mean, all I know is the word Fire Stick. Is that what it's a warranty on?
Yes, ma'am.
Are you there, Ol?
Yeah, I'm still here, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. The warranty covers the streaming device. That would be correct. If it breaks when you do receive it, or, you know, it stops working anytime soon, you know, we'll send you out another item free of charge. You just, you know, let us know, and they can have another one sent out to you.
Oh, okay. Okay. In spite of me not paying for it.
So initially, ma'am, you're not paying for the streaming device. The only thing you would have paid for would have been the membership. The streaming device is free of charge. You only pay shipping and handling to receive the item, but there is no, you know, actual charge that you're paying for the product. You just pay shipping and handling. We send the item to you. There's no other charge or, you know, as far as with, you know, you're not paying for the device. That's free. The membership isn't free. That is where the $56 charge, $56.95 mm-hmm. charge was coming from, the membership. That, of course, is not something that you're provided free. We bill you every month for that membership, but the item, there's no cost, you know, every month or anything, you know, along the lines of that when you do place an order for that. It's just you pay shipping and handling, and that's it.
Okay, but what about the $3.99 for the insurance, I guess, in case something goes wrong with the item?
Yes, ma'am. The $3.99 charge is for the warranty. This covers the item. If it is broken, we send you out another item free of charge.
Okay. And that still is good for the $3.99. Is that right, O?
That is correct. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Okay, then I'll just take the $56.95 as a credit.
Yes, ma'am. So I've submitted, just a recap, I've submitted the refund for you. That's going to be 50% of that membership charge refunded back to your bank account. Your account is canceled, so you don't have to worry about any charges in the near future as far as with the membership, and they're delivering the item to you tomorrow. There's no, this is, again, not a recurring charge, you know, for the initial item, or, you know, you don't pay anything besides shipping and handling. Only thing that they charge you for is the membership.
Yes, but you said 50% of the membership?
Yes, ma'am. So I've
refunded?
Yes, ma'am. So I explained 50% of the charge I can refund back to your account as a courtesy. I have already submitted that for you.
Well, why only 50%?
Because the full charge is valid as these terms and conditions were agreed upon when you did place the order. So by you agreeing to those terms and conditions, this is a valid charge, which is why a full refund option is unavailable. So I was able to work with you today as far as we're providing a 50% refund that will reflect back to your bank account within the estimated 3 to 5 business days.
Oh, my God. That is not correct to only refund half of it. Oh, gosh almighty. I've got to pay better attention. Okay. Okay, then. Oh, yes. Please refund, I hate to even say half, but make the refund, and I'll wait for this other object. Okay, and who do I call in the event that the fire stick or whatever it's called in case it doesn't work.
Yes, ma'am. We
Are
have
you
a
there?
we have an email support team that you're going to be able to reach out to. I'll go ahead and provide
Okay.
their email address for you. Let me know when you're ready.
I'm ready.
All right. So the email address is going to be support@tryunlimitedsavingsdeals.
Wait a minute. Try unlimited.
Unlimited, yes, ma'am. Savingsdeals.com. So that's support@tryunlimitedsavingsdeals.com.
Savingsdeals.com.
DEALS.
Deals.com. Okay. And all of this is no spaces, right? Oh, are you there?
I'm still here, ma'am. You said what was
okay.
the question?
I asked, all of this was no spaces. Like, it's all together, support@tryunlimitedsavingsdeals.com. Could you hear me, O?
Yes, ma'am. I can hear you. And you said, what was that again, ma'am?
I repeated the text here. Support@tryunlimited, UNLIMITED, or just unlimited?
Unlimited savings. Hold on.
Okay.
I'll start from the beginning,
that's
ma'am.
You.
Support.
You what?
@tryunlimitedsavings.
Okay.
Deals.com.
Okay. Now, there's no spaces in all those words. Is that correct?
That is correct. That is going to be all together.
Okay. And it's www?
No, ma'am. It's not a website. You know, like you send like an email through Gmail. That's just their email address.
Okay.
So you send them an email, let them know if the item, if the near future breaks, you just send them an email. They will correspond back through via email, letting you know, how soon they can get another streaming device sent out to you as well.
Okay, that sounds good. That sounds good. Thank you. Oh, you've been great. Thank you very much. And you stay healthy.
Thank you. And you are...
Oh, you're welcome.
Yes, ma'am. And you, I am, of course, happy to get everything clarified for you today. If there's no further questions or concerns, we would like to thank you for calling customer support. And you have a wonderful day as well.
Thank you. And you do the same.
Thank you.
How do you spell your name, O?
My name is Okeris. It's O-K-E-R-I-S. And again, that's Okeris, O-K-E-R-I-S.
Got it. Thank you, Okeris.
You are most definitely welcome, ma'am. And thank you again for calling customer support. Have a wonderful day, and you take care.
Thank you, and you do the same.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You. Bye-bye. Bye.